Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by ExpressVPN.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, the Weekly Planet.
Gotta change that theme song. Anyway, listen, Mason.
Yes,
we're
hello.
Back. And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
We're ready to podcast. Ready to podcast.
What do you
say
that?
You just had your Red Rooster.
I do love Red Rooster for some reason.
You treated yourself to a Red Rooster.
I think it's a tax dodge, but I don't mind, because they have that one thing that I eat. You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. And there's never anybody in there. Yeah,
never anybody
but it's
there.
It's been around for 50 years.
I don't get it.
You didn't consider treating yourself to the BTS meal from McDonald's?
What is that?
It's a meal at McDonald's, but it's been created by the K-pop superstars from BTS.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Get a load of this meal, James. You ready for it? It might, because you used to work at McDonald's.
That's why I don't eat really.
So this is going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this? A serve of chicken McNuggets.
Yeah.
A serve of fries.
Okay.
A soft drink of your choice.
Yep.
Two sauces.
That's the BTS meal.
That's the BTS meal from McDonald's.
Do you choose the sauces?
No, they're two predetermined sauces.
That sucks.
It's Cajun and something else.
That's the worst.
I love it.
You can just order that.
No, I know, but that's why I love it, because it's the most cynical marketing thing ever created, and it's been foisted on like the nicest, most earnest fans of anything ever. Because like,
unless they don't like you, and then they will destroy you.
Yeah, they'll destroy you. But like BTS fans are like, you know, they're like, oh my God, the BTS have created this meal for us.
Yeah.
But clearly McDonald's have just gone to BTS and have been like, here's $10 million. And then BTS have said,
whatever.
You should eat at McDonald's. Hey, BTS fans, eat at McDonald's. Which is why I just,
you don't even get a key ring?
Nope, you don't get a
it's like not in a special box.
You don't get a collectible cup. Some of the boxes have like a colour to them. It's like purple, but not all of them do.
That's insane.
I've had a lot of the BTS meal. I haven't.
You probably have.
I've eaten a lot of McDonald's McNugget meals, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they say BTS is like the cheat code for the marketing industry now. You just plug BTS in and people are like, yes, please.
Oh, really?
Okay. I also think it's probably nuggets, because nuggets would be the easiest.
Like international.
And you don't have to make
them.
Oh,
you just chuck them in
and
whatever.
Just chuck them in, yeah.
And they know they're going to be inundated with BTS fans, and they just make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I used to be able to tell how many nuggets were in a box by just holding it. I could tell the weight of it.
Wow.
I'd be like, that's six.
Wow.
That's five. That's not enough. I could do that. I wonder if I still could. Let's test it.
Okay.
Next week.
On YouTube.
Yeah, because this week, Mason,
we're going to put a single McNugget under your mattress and see if you can feel it.
So we're going to be talking about some Black Panther news.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Tarantino's last movie and whether Brad Pitt killed his wife in that movie.
Of course, in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah,
we'll just do this now, but there was some leaked promo stuff for The Flash and Batman's in it, whatever.
That's it.
That's all we're going to cover it. The Many Saints of Newark, some Optimus Primal news for the next Transformers, He-Man Revelations trailer, some weird WandaVision alterations, which you may have heard of.
I have.
There's a spin-off in the works for Fast and Furious, another one.
What? This is new news to me. I'm excited for this.
I know. Good Omens, Season 2, Star Wars Visions, and then we're going to talk a bit about, I'm going to say Edge of Tomorrow. It's not what it's called. It's called Chris Pratt Falls into a Portal. I mean, you figure it out.
You figure it out.
What's it called?
I was going to say...
Tomorrow War.
The Tomorrow War, yes.
Okay.
And also, if you don't want to watch The Tomorrow War, or if you don't have Amazon Prime that it's on, or you have zero interest in it, we are, after that, we're going to determine definitively what is the best time travel, what is the best movie or TV time travel device.
Agreed.
Like we're gonna do it. There's a lot of them, so we probably won't rank them, but we're just gonna.
You've done this.
We're gonna figure it out. I've got a system. It's gonna be great.
We don't have that much to say about Tomorrow When the War Began.
Yeah.
But the book or the movie or this movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's time codes if you want to jump around. But yeah, time travel. That's where it's at. So the Diz is inside a Mason.
That's the slogan for the Tomorrow War. Time travel, it's where it's at.
So the Diz Insider.
Big wink.
Yeah. They've claimed that in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, that's going to feature a war between the Wakandans and the Atlanteans.
Oh.
Two technologically advanced, hidden and ancient societies. And Charles Murphy from Murphy's Multiverse has also said the movie's going to have Namor.
The Submariner himself.
Yep. Namora.
The Marvel Aquaman.
That's right, yes, exactly. Namora, which
Lady
is...
Marvel, Lady Marvel Aquaman.
Lady, that's right. And Atuma, who's the bad guy or whatever. Not Atuma.
Thank you, there we go.
Et cetera, and so forth. All of those jokes. Just think of all those jokes. Everyone can think of one. Yeah, just run it through
your head. I thought of the best one.
What is it?
No, I'm not going to tell you. You cut me off, so I'm not going to do it.
Good.
Spites.
What do you think about that, though?
I think that's great, yeah, okay. It's interesting that they've gone with Atlantis when DC have gone, you know what, the Atlantis is our turf. Stay out of our turf.
They must have an idea, right? I mean, they do, but they must have an idea that they think is better than what.
Yeah, sure.
And you know what? I wouldn't put it past them if they did.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think that there's only one example I can think of where someone did a better version. That's probably Quicksilver.
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
But, you know. Whatever. They eventually stole him back anyway.
That's true. I learned recently that Marvel has a scarecrow in addition to DC having a scarecrow.
What do you mean by... Oh, I thought you... Even like outside the office.
Outside the office, they've built a scarecrow. It's got Stan Lee's face on it. No, it's got Jack Kirby's face. That's scarier.
Okay, yeah. It would be.
But Marvel had a scarecrow because I learned from the YouTube channel Casually Comics.
Yeah.
Scarecrow, the DC scarecrow, wasn't used for like 24 years.
Ah.
And so Marvel was like, we're going to get a bloody scarecrow. Didn't work though, did it?
No. Casually Comics, good channel, by
it's
the
a good
way.
Good channel.
Yeah. Well worth a watch and or listen. Mm. So Quentin Tarantino. He went on the Joe Rogan podcast and he said, Rogan, I've got a lot of opinions. I've got a lot of things to say. I mean, he mostly just bagged out Bruce Lee's wife for like 20 minutes. I did watch the whole thing, or listen to it at least.
Because in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Brad Pitt's character gets into a fight with an actor portraying Bruce Lee.
Yes.
And then there's been some controversy over the last couple of years where, did Bruce Lee's daughter say?
It was Bruce Lee's daughter. And he essentially said that like everybody else who... like, hates this, can fuck off. Like, Bruce Lee's daughter is entitled to opinion, but he doesn't care what anyone else thinks about it.
Okay, what did Rogan think?
Well, they talked about Bruce Lee for quite a long time, and he basically said how Bruce Lee's wife made a lot of claims and lies about, like, things that Bruce Lee had done which weren't true after his death. And he's basically just like, she's a liar, and he just did that for 20 minutes, which I don't know whether it's true or not. But I was like, this is a lot for a man who's dead, who died like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, him and Rogan got onto what his last movie might be. And he said...
Because Tarantino has famously said he's only going to do...
Going down
and going down.
Well, he's
going
to do books and plays, and he's even considered redoing Reservoir Dogs, but like with all the stuff that he's learnt since.
He's going to build a Magic the Gathering deck. He's going to invent his own.
Maybe.
These all have the N-word on them. This is not cool.
I know. I've got Django Zorro, and I do want to read that as well. But he wrote that, didn't he?
I can't remember. I've read it, but I don't remember if he wrote it.
So he said, though, there's a good chance it could be Kill Bill 3 with Uma Thurman and Maya Hawke, who is her daughter with Ethan Hawke.
Uh-huh.
Because if you remember Kill Bill 1 or 2, there's some people left alive and maybe the children of some people that she killed that might
because
come
back.
Because
she kills one of the, what are they called, the Striking Vipers or whatever
Something like that.
She kills one of them in front of her daughter.
Mm.
So,
and then it's like, you should fight me in 20 years if you can.
Probably will.
Yeah. So, look, I'd like part of me is like, I want to see that, but also maybe the other, maybe just what, I don't know.
Maybe Rude Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, he's going to do Rude Star Trek.
He's going to do Rude Star Trek. Bracket Star Trek, but rude.
Yeah. So he also released his book Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and here's a spoiler.
What is that? Is that a novel or is it a screenplay that's
essentially
been...
he and I think you can relate to this because you're an auteur.
okay.
He and you've also you're a big fan of Rogan. That you just want to sit down and hash some shit out like men, you know what I mean? Yeah. But so he was a big fan growing up of novelizations of popular films.
Yeah, right.
Which I was as well as a kid, and I don't know if you were. I think you were as
Hell
well.
Yeah.
So he's essentially created.
Alan Dean Foster.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He's essentially created like a novelization of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Has somebody ghostwritten it or he wrote
it? No, he wrote it.
Okay.
And it's kind of based around the idea that a lot of the times, you know, the author would get like an earlier script. And so there's extended scenes and things that don't line up with the movie.
Yeah.
So there's like a whole bunch of extra stuff in there, including, and spoiler alert, if you don't want to know, there's a time code for the next thing if you do want to leap ahead.
That whether or not Brad Pitt's character killed his wife or not.
And yes, he did.
Oh.
He did murder his wife.
My goodness.
And he's killed a bunch of people. He also, actually, to get back to the Bruce Lee thing, he got stuck on that idea of how Brad Pitt won that fight against Bruce Lee, and it's an like I like it's interesting that how he came to that, and I like I get it, but it's also like this is fictional, so like he's like yeah this guy could definitely beat Bruce Lee. I'm like yeah this guy you invented, I guess.
Sure,
I guess
yeah,
he
yeah.
could. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where it's at.
Well, the funny thing is about Brad Pitt's character is if he's kicked by a man named Bruce, every time that happens, he gets 10 times more powerful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
and he gets taller, doesn't he?
He gets taller and more powerful. yeah, and he gets more invulnerable to the kicks. So, you know, it's no wonder he could beat Bruce Lee in a fight because we invented him to do that specifically.
Anyway, if you want to check out the Brogan podcast, you definitely can. Yeah. It's linked below.
If you're a Roganeer, like we are.
No, Brogan. It's
Brogan. If you're a Broganeer, you're one of the Broganeers. Is.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like the idea of the additional scenes added on.
Mm. Apparently, it's good. The book.
So they're not scenes that were in the original script that were cut.
I think
he's
some,
invented them.
I think some were.
Okay. Either way, that's pretty interesting. Mm. But it also it does definitely. And again, I haven't read it yet, but knowing more about Brad Pitt's character in that does, it feels like it would change your viewing of the film.
Yes, definitely.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't love that. We did an episode on it.
I mean, I've only seen it once, but
I'd be like some of his movies I don't like and I didn't like as much, and then I revisit it and I really enjoyed them.
It's sort of fascinating to the degree to me that it was just like driving around in Hollywood and we're enjoying looking at all the old-timey sights and then everybody gets their head smashed through a wall.
With a can of soup or whatever.
Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, again, we've done an episode. So there was a trailer for The Many Saints of Newark. It's supposed to be New York though, right? It's supposed to say New York.
No.
I said it wrong.
No, I don't believe
in the trailer.
I don't believe that's true, no.
What's this though when it's at home, Mason?
Well, this is the prequel to the Sopranos TV series.
The Sopranos.
It's going to be a whole episode
it's
of this,
do
is
all
it?
This.
Well, I love it.
You've seen every episode?
Yeah, I think so.
I gotta watch it.
It's a good show.
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Again, I hope The Many Saints of Newark is just, it's going to be solo style. They're going to explain how he lost his hair.
Yep.
They're going to explain like all his catchphrases. They're going to explain why he twirls his fork before he eats pasta.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
They're going to develop it all.
So speaking of interesting, I said that. It's James Gandolfini's son.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people who are involved in the TV series, because obviously James Gandolfini passed in early 2010s, maybe?
I can't remember.
So as someone who's not seen it and is not a fan,
this
still looked interesting to me.
So I
think I'm going to have to get this show, just mainline it with those two black bars down the side of my TV.
Yeah.
Get through them all.
Maybe mainline it two episodes at a time.
I'll do it.
That'll fill in those black bars if you just watch two episodes.
Can I stretch it out so it's all stretched and squished?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
James Gandolfini, wider than ever.
Yes, please. He's a real talent, that bloke.
Yep.
A lot of people think that. And I also think that.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't mind saying it.
Is there any more Dexter news? I say that only because we've got Yvonne Strahovski in The Tomorrow
and the War Began.
Yeah.
Yes, the Trinity Killer will return.
Whoa.
Who was played by John Lithgow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, spoiler, you can jump ahead in a time code. I was like, didn't he die? And it's like, yeah, he was beaten to death. So he's going to be a mind ghost, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I imagine, mind ghost or a dark passenger.
I hate mind ghosts. Mm. Get out of here, mind ghosts.
Yeah, you want to have him show up for real in defiance of all logic in the timeline. Just have him show
Whatever.
Up.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Speaking of defiance of all logic, the next Transformers movie is Beast Control, or whatever it's called.
Sure.
It's going to have, we talked
Tomorrow
about it last
when the
week.
Beasts began.
Yes, it's going to have.
Do people know what we're talking about? It's a series of like young adult novels in Australia. There's a war starts
Australia get invaded by a vague Asian nation.
Yeah.
Asian-ish, I guess. And yeah, there's many of them.
You probably have to read one for school.
Yeah, you would.
You did. 2 decades
in the 90s,
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made a movie and then they made a series more recently. And I think he's every now and then he'll write another book. Anyway, Ron Perlman is going to voice Optimus Primal, is my point.
That's cool.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
You said it's cool. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the 80s, we got another trailer for He-Man Revelations, which is a sequel of sorts to original He-Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Original recipe.
Yeah, I saw a trailer breakdown with Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
watch
that.
And he's very excited. I don't know if you can imagine Kevin Smith being excited for stuff. And yeah, it was like it's gonna be like the next episode of the TV series, but I think we said in previous weeks, like it's how you remember the series being. Like he wants it to look like how you remember it being, which I think is, you know.
I heard somebody complaining that they changed Man at Arms to Woman at Arms, but I don't know whether that's true or not. I'm just looking into that. Maybe people were upset.
I'll tell you one thing. I know that I looked at the cast list.
Also, who cares? It's a terrible show. I dare you to watch it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the part of this breakdown was like, oh my God, we're going to honor.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. They're like, we're going to honor the legacy of this cut. And it's like, it was a 22-minute toy commercial every morning. That's what it was. It was just drilling purchase commands into our brains. But I did
They're Liam Cunningham, who played Davos in. Game of Thrones is Man at Arms.
I looked up the cast list because I was interested, because we got Mark Hamill as Skeletor and et cetera. But playing Mossman is an actor named Alan Oppenheimer. And I'm like, that's an interesting last name. I wonder if he's related in any way to Robert Oppenheimer, the creator
Please let it be true. The
father of the atomic bomb. And so I went to Google and I put his name in. And, of course, people have asked the question already, so I clicked on the little tab. It says, is Alan Oppenheimer related to Robert Oppenheimer? And it says here, he is the third cousin of scientist Robert Oppenheimer.
Woo!
Oppenheimer's voice he used for Sea Spray was virtually the same he used for Merman on the original He-Man and the Masters of the Universe cartoon.
Good to know.
That's from tfwiki.net, the Transformers wiki. But great, good info dump there, Transformers.
That's good
wiki
stuff.
Wiki, yeah.
Roboto was in it, played by Justin Long. Remember him? He had like that, it's about a Gears and stuff?
Yeah. All the greats.
Yeah, all the greats.
Yeah.
Anyway, looking forward to it, I think. No, I am. This news comes.
Oh, Lena Headey's Evil Lyn. Anyway,
yes.
All-star cast.
Good cast.
Except for the He-Man. I don't know who Chris Willis
is. I don't know him either. But, you know, he sounds enough like him. It doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember what He-Man sounds like. He did a lot of this.
But it's good to see Griffin Newman as Orko.
Griffin Newman?
He is the Tick. He's not the Tick. He's Arthur on the Tick.
Oh, I like
he's
that.
Also one of the hosts of the
Blank
Check.
The new one.
Yes, yeah. And he's also the host of the Blank Check podcast.
I really liked the Tick.
Yeah, me
the
too.
Tick. Mm. Why did you cancel at Amazon? You have infinite money.
Right?
You made a Chris Pratt future movie. Like bringing back a tick. I think if Tick had have come out now, they probably would have kept making it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, it's from Reddit user Not a Cool Guy. He noticed something interesting in WandaVision. So apparently they've redone a lot or some of the post credits of the last episode.
They've added some stuff. They've added some spooky goings on in the background.
I thought this was something that they changed, like they got rid of, but it's something they added. It looks like a silhouette of a person floating down through the trees in like a cloak.
I did see, I didn't go back and watch it on Disney Plus, but I did see the clip attached to one of these things. And I'm like, is that something? I don't.
It definitely is the outline of something. And
okay,
if it was going to be anybody, it would be Doctor Strange, because there's also, they've added to the credits, Michael Giacchino is now credited for the Doctor Strange theme. And that's also an addition.
Ah.
But like, it feels like something they would have put in and then taken out. Like they originally put in Doctor Strange and then did a very quick cut and paste, got rid of him, and then later altered the scene so he wasn't in it at all and you couldn't see anything. And yet it's the opposite of that. And I just think, why would they? Is this a mistake? What is this?
We'll see. I don't know how it could be a mistake because why would it be on the Disney Plus server?
Yeah.
And why would they swap it out? I mean,
Robert Swappenheimer.
The creator of the Aswamic bomb. The Aswamic bomb. Just swaps people around. You get confused.
I don't like that.
Yeah, right?
You're wearing someone else's clothes?
Yeah. The bomb drops. You're like, your wife's like, when are you picking up the kids? And you're like, I thought you were going to pick up the kids. Divorced.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Swappenheimer.
But maybe it's the thing that you said where maybe he was in it originally. They digitally wiped him out. And then they're like, we got this we got this stuff.
Yeah.
Let's just put it in. Let's spike the let's enhance the viewing of this. Let's get people to watch it again by just chucking a thing in that we have.
You get, you know, people get hyped for the next thing.
People get hyped for the next thing.
You're right, actually. Good point.
Yeah, how about this?
I've fallen for marketing yet again.
What if they slowly put Doctor Strange in it?
Oh.
Like, what if over the course of several weeks or months they keep adding bits and then all of a sudden
that would be
he's
really
in
cool.
it? That would be cool.
That would be a magic trick. That was like a little Spanish dance that you did then.
It was supposed to be a little magic Spanish dance, but all
right. Felt right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, there you go. Do you love Vin Diesel?
Yes.
Talking to Variety.
More than anything.
Good, because he says they're working on
more than this bit of string you've left on here that I can't stop playing with.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? they're working on a potential spin-off film for the character of Cypher.
Which one's? Oh, that's Charlize Theron's
very
character.
Good. I wanted to see if you, because I had to look it up.
I went guy from The Matrix. They're bringing in the guy from The Matrix.
Speaking of The Matrix, Looney Tunes. We could talk about that if you. Let's quickly talk about Fast and Furious. What do you want to see Cypher's?
Nope. Not interested. Why? Why that?
Are they trying to make her a good guy?
No, but I mean, they invariably make them all bad guys, guys. But I mean, that's surely there's another character more interesting. Surely you'd get bloody John Cena's character. He would be more suitable for her. Cypher doesn't do anything. She just sits in a room.
In a box, the last one she did. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, haven't they talked about an all-female Fast and Furious movie? Like,
maybe Charlize Theron just has a better agent than John Cena. And
wow.
That's right.
I didn't know that. Anyway, let's talk about Space Jam and New Legacy. We weren't going to.
Yeah. Look, you
sent me some clips this week.
Did I?
No, I sent you Space
did.
Jam clips.
It's true. yeah, you've been sending me a series of Space Jam clips. Did we? And I think there's obviously the granny does the...
Does
granny
a rap.
The granny does the Matrix.
Oh, does a Matrix.
Does the Matrix loop, which I think we predicted, but you maintain we the secreted into existence. We made it manifest by thinking too much about it.
I don't know whether we said it on the show or we just thought it or we think we invented it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the granny
The granny does the Matrix Trinity kick, and she does. They put it in there.
If we did that, can you please let us know if we actually said this
on
the show?
We said that, yeah.
Because
that...
We obviously... They didn't hear this and then put it in.
No, but it's a case of, I would say parallel thought, but also a case of, on this podcast... What we do is some information goes into our brain,
mm-hmm.
and then we just say the first thing that comes to mind, and that's what they've done.
Yeah,
these people with $100 million to burn, have just done the first thing they could think of. They're like, should we think any harder about this? No,
I didn't predict that Speedy Gonzalez was going to be there.
No, you didn't predict that. That's true.
What a team up.
Second pass. There we go. And then you sent me a another clip. Of Porky Pig doing a rap.
Where the comments are turned off.
The comments have been turned off. And fair enough. Here's what I think. I think that I've gone to sleep one day and Warner Brothers has put a device in my brain that's read my thoughts and built a movie filled with everything that I don't like. They've specifically gone, what are his least favorite things? Oh, a comedy cartoon rap? Yeah, put that in. Just a lazy Matrix. Just the laziest Matrix cartoon
mashup. Like it's 2002.
Just throw it in. Who cares? No thought. This will make him upset.
Yeah. And has it?
Yes. Ordinarily it wouldn't.
Yeah.
But because I just wouldn't watch it. But I have to. This feels very Truman Show-y. They're like, let's get him. Let's get him and see how he reacts in public. I hate it.
I love it.
And you were like, oh, the rap was written by this guy. And I'm like, who?
Yeah, I had to look it up. I don't know
who that guy is. What was his name? Like Murph or something?
I can't remember.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you were like, this is the last rap MF Doom wrote before he died or something, I'd be like, oh, I'm on board with that.
But they do the full rap and it's not great, is it?
No.
Yeah.
Murs is the guy who wrote the rap. Good on you, Murs.
Good on you, Murs.
I think he's after my time.
Make money. Well, he's actually born before you.
Well,
but yeah. Mm. There you go.
Wow. Heck of a thing.
Heck of a fucking thing, mate. Heck of a thing. Neil Gaiman
said
that off the back of saying they're not going to do Good Omens season two.
Good Omens season two, and he's involved?
He is. So I can read out his statement.
Please.
It's been 31 years since Good Omens was published. which means it's 32 years since Terry Pratchett and I lay in our respective beds in a Seattle hotel room at the World Fantasy Convention and plotted the sequel, Gaiman said. I got to use bits of the sequel in Good Omens. That's where our angels came from. Terry's not here any longer, but when he was, we had talked about what we wanted to do with Good Omens and where the story went next. And now, thanks to the BBC studios and Amazon, I get to take it there. I can't say I'm upset by this because I liked Good Omens a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw a comment that was like, what, so you're just going to make it up or whatever? And he's like, the first one was made up.
Yeah, I made it up.
Yeah.
How do you think this works?
I mean, yeah, again, like having Terry Pratchett like not be alive.
Yes.
Yeah, that is, you know, that sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they had an idea and he thinks he can pull it off, and yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm, people liked it as well.
People, I mean, it was a, you know, I know people who've just watched it nonstop since it came out. People are big fans. People,
oh, wow.
People are cosplaying. People are doing all sorts of stuff. They're loving it. So
David Tennant, they say to themselves.
They say David Tennant.
Yes.
Me and Michael Sheen have that show where they zoom each other.
I didn't watch it. You watched it. You liked it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. What do you think of David Tennant's long hair?
Love it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, you got more opinions? Here we go.
That's all I have. Sorry.
Here we go.
No, that's all I got.
Cool.
Yeah, why? I mean, if they've already got the plot outline for a sequel, why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Mm. And is this because they didn't make it into a book before it's a TV series and so it's not legitimate or whatever?
Yes. I think that's
idiots.
Why. Yeah. Everything's made up.
And also, Neil Gaiman has sort of broken through to TV and movies now,
yes,
which is a much harder sell, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So why not send it directly to TV? Why not?
Why not?
He's doing books. He's doing TV. He's doing Sandman. He's doing that American Gods show that isn't going well, apparently.
Yeah,
I think that got cancelled.
Yeah, it's done.
Okay.
I watched the first one when it came out, and then I didn't watch the rest of it. Maybe I will one day.
Maybe you should.
Last bit of news: Star Wars Visions. We got a look. A very early look where they talked about this manga-inspired series. But as I know, as a guy who knows everything about anime, this is technically anime. It's not manga.
Yes.
And I can't believe nobody involved in this production has picked up on it.
I think everybody probably has.
Well, then why do they keep saying manga?
The thing I said anime. The thing I read said anime.
Okay, good. Well, the thing that I watched didn't, or maybe it did. Anyway, I think they're shorts, but they're coming in September.
A variety of different animation. There's going to be different animation. Looks pretty cool.
Does look cool. I like the idea of this. And, you know, it could be a situation where something, it's coming, it's going to be 9 episodes.
Okay.
I just looked it up on the Wikipedia.
Nice.
Maybe we'll get some live action stuff at some point. Like,
yeah.
I think it's like a Legends-esque kind of, you know, situations where what if this happened? And we get
what
to
if?
Go, yeah, what if it did?
Well, what if, James?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, but what if? Specifically, tell me how.
It's interesting.
Oh, no, that is interesting, yeah.
It's interesting, Mason.
I agree.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't like to mention this, Mason, but we all take little risks every day when we go online.
Not me. Don't take any risks.
I know, Mason, you do, whether we think about it or not.
I don't think about it and I don't take any risks.
Well, see, we think our connection is probably, you know, probably won't be interrupted by hackers.
Do you mean our personal connection?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think I'll be interrupted.
No, I also mean online.
Oh, yeah, then definitely.
That's right. And our data probably won't be used against us. But using the internet...
Do you mean our model data from Star Trek that we own collectively together?
And also online. Our data, or data, as I call it. But using the internet without ExpressVPN, that's like driving a car without insurance. Why would you take that risk, Mason?
That's like you've got data and you've put in some sort of weird chip in his brain that makes him dangerous.
It's the wrong chip.
Mm-hmm. What's the wrong chip?
It's the wrong chip. See, every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data.
The Romulan network.
And potentially, whether it's your passwords, financial details, and so forth. Because it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Just some cheap hardware. A smart 12-year-old could do it. And how many of them are there?
Tapes.
There's at least half a dozen.
And they've got Romulan technology.
I hope not. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make...
To Ferengi. why is this happened? Keep going.
You did it.
I know.
Maybe you've been hacked.
Probably.
Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web.
That's a lot of gold-pressed latinum, which is some sort of currency they use in Star Trek.
I didn't think they used currency. Weren't they beyond that? Didn't everyone work for the joy of it?
The Federation doesn't use currency, but other...
That's a trick, right?
Probably,
you just get people to work for free to just wipe out alien nations for nothing?
Yep, mm-hmm.
So you can play poker with the captain. Anyway, ExpressVPN acts as online insurance. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your personal data. It'd take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN is simple to use on all your devices. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected.
Whoa.
You got another Star Trek reference or you're out?
Borg.
They're hacking into things, aren't they? And people and stuff.
Yeah, but good luck, the Borg.
Yeah, good luck.
With ExpressVPN, you'll never get in.
That's honest as well. Like, good luck to you.
Yeah.
We wish you the best of luck.
Best of luck.
But no dice.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
You can actually secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. And you can get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/weeklyplanet. Check it out. You know what I mean? Don't let the Borg bloody get you.
Don't let the Borg get you.
And also non-fictional things that happen.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
12-year-olds and the like.
That's right.
Smart ones. All right, goodbye. Let's do more show.
More show!
Tomorrow When the War Began.
Go on.
Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the future. This was supposed to go
I mean, he's in the future, but then he's further into the future. Because the present day stuff is set in 2022.
Yes, yes.
So, which is the time for recording, is not now. Future.
I just checked the clock. You're correct.
Yeah.
The podcast machine we record on continues to not say that.
That's right.
So,
I mean, to be fair, it doesn't have the date on it.
No, it doesn't have any of that. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's working.
Check your weather widget. See if that'll tell you.
I turned it off.
Okay.
People sent me the thing of how to turn that thing off. I appreciate that on my computer machine. Anyway, this was supposed to go to movies, which makes sense because it's budgeted and it looks like a movies, doesn't it?
It mostly looks like a movies.
But it ended up going to Amazon Prime. They ended up buying it during the pandemic. And what we got here is like a blend of like Edge of Tomorrow, Starship Troopers, ID4, Aliens, The Thing. There's a bit of all of that in it. Mm. What do you think the story was?
Okay, hang on. So Chris Pratt.
Yep.
He's a teacher.
Yep.
But he used to be a cool Green Beret man.
Yeah.
And then... There's the halftime show at the football game gets pretty hectic.
The soccer for our American listeners.
That's right. It gets very hectic because there's big sparkly lights and a bunch of people show up and they're like, hey, we're from the future, 30 years in the future. And in the future, tomorrow, when the war began, these aliens showed up and they killed us all.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to draft all of you to go into the future and fight this war. It's not going well at all. Anyway, just come along then.
You're going to fucking hate it, by the way.
It's no good.
It's the worst.
We can't show you it at all, but it's bad. You're going to hate it. But if we showed you it, you'd hate it even more. So we figure by not showing you anything about the war, you'll be like, love it. Let's get in there.
I'm happy to go.
And anyway, Chris Pratt's like, well, thank God I haven't been drafted. But then he does get drafted.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the future and there's a war.
There's a war. And he's among it.
Yeah, he's getting among it, yeah.
Yeah. What I think, first of all,
yes,
I know it's got a bit of hate. It's pretty good. You know what I mean? It's all right.
I thought it was pretty okay.
It's like TV good for a movie on TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For a streaming service I have already and it was on, I'm like, even if I saw this in cinemas, I don't think I would have walked away like upset
by this.
Are
you being tricked by the all-star cast, James?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because we've got Chris Pratt.
Yes.
We got Betty Gilpin is his long-suffering wife.
By the way, more Betty Gilpin in this place. It's a bit Betty Gilpin-like.
It's Betty Gilpin-like.
Don't mind me saying
we got we got Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck.
Yep.
And that season of Dexter, two seasons of Dexter.
And Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, that's right. We got the guy who's the MC at that baby competition in I Think You Should Leave.
Bart Harley,
the guy who's always booing Bart Harley Jarvis.
We've got Just Kidding Simmons.
Yep, Just Kidding Simmons is in this as a hard drinking, hard plane repairing man. We got Marilyn Rice Cub.
Yep.
I wonder if they weren't sure whether
is that how you say her name?
Right, I think it's Rice Cub.
Okay, cool.
I wonder if they weren't sure whether this was gonna be a action movie or an action comedy when they started making it.
Sam Richardson is in it as well, who I really like. Yeah. Did you mention him already?
I don't know.
Yeah, cool. But you're right, it is it's a comedic cast of characters.
It is kind of a comedic cast.
So you didn't love it?
I think my issues with it will be covered in spoilers.
Sure.
So we'll talk about it then, I think.
You want to just do that now?
No, let's talk about what is good about it.
Fine.
Special effects, are they pretty good?
Really good.
Okay.
I think the creature design is excellent.
Oh, yeah, because it's an alien-type creature. Yeah.
It's not like one of the things I didn't like about an Edge of Tomorrow situation.
Go on.
Was it like it's a weird, boogly, shapeless kind of thingamajig that can kind of...
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's a good movie and better than this.
Uh-huh.
But I liked the solid design of it and the sound design and it's shooting stuff and it's got tentacles and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it's also like how you kill them is strange. It's like, no, you got to cut their neck or shoot them in the feet or something. It's like...
Sure.
You need to be clear on what this is.
You've got to machine gun their head off or gently tickle them under the armpits, otherwise they won't die.
Yeah, and it's kind of like...
Sometimes you can even with... 200 bullets and then they're fine.
Yeah,
or you, with
that's
one
a,
bullet.
That's
you
more I had a problem
shoot
with.
Shoot their head off.
Yeah, sometimes they die instantly. Sometimes, you know, they wouldn't. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the most unrealistic things about this movie is an American household having a massive soccer party.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
I thought, because in the trailer I'm like, this must be a Super Bowl situation.
Yeah.
But here's a question for you. If you were watching the big game, the big soccer game.
Sure.
Maybe it was the FIFA World Cup.
The big association football match.
Maybe it gets huge in 2022 in the US.
Maybe.
I mean, it's growing in popularity every day. David Beckham moved to the LA Galaxy.
Sure did.
Yeah, Mason.
Yeah.
I'll have you know. Anyway, it hits...
Vinny Jones is a soccer hooligan turned Hollywood movie star.
It's true.
Mm.
Anyway, so the Ted Lasso is popular now.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you seen that yet?
Not yet, no.
It's good as you watch it.
Okay.
Anyway, so you're watching the big game. All of a sudden, there's a big light show, and people walk out of the lightning and smoke with guns and combat gear. And how long from then would it take you to be convinced that this isn't some Red Bull marketing campaign?
I'd have to be in the time machine. Like I'd have to be in the future, I think, being mauled by a monster. Up until that point, I'd be, because what happens is you get drafted and they put a device on your arm. It's like a gauntlet kind of thing.
Yep.
And that, when they activate the time machine, it doesn't matter where you are, but you get time machined into the future.
Yeah.
And then you have to be... You're in the future for a week,
mm-hmm.
and then you get teleported back, and you're gone from the present for a week, and then you show up a week later, and then your tour of duty is over. You have to survive by then.
Yeah.
So I reckon at the point they're putting the thing on my arm, I'd still be like, no, this is...
Even that when they're drilling it into you.
Yeah, I'd still be like, no, this is, I'm going to be...
You've gone a bit far, but... I love a fun viral marketing campaign.
Yeah, this is gonna get me access to the after party, I reckon.
Or a special Red Bull fridge.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, exactly.
You could use it at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, we're all gonna swipe at the big Red Bull fridge, and if it goes green and the fridge opens and you get $50,000 and a year's worth of Red Bull or whatever, I'd still be like, no, this is them making this up, and it'd only be when I'm being torn to shreds by the monster. I'd be like, oh, maybe, because even if I'm gone in the future, I'd still be like.
Did they knock me out?
Is this a set? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But you're absolutely right, yeah.
Because also they don't show anybody the aliens on purpose because they're like, you're going to fucking hate this. So we're not going to show you or even tell you how to defeat these things.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in this where I'm like, that's dumb.
And I think they're fairly canon. We'll talk about it in spoilers. Oh, no, I think we can talk about it now. Sure. They've fairly cannily built the time travel mechanic.
Yeah.
So there isn't really time for any training. So how it works is there's a fixed point in the future.
Yep.
And they've built a time machine in the future. Mm-hmm. And when they activate the time machine, it can transport people exactly 30 years into the future. So it's like a fixed window.
Yep. But as we move forward in time, where you get dropped also moves forward.
Yeah, so they can't.
So it's always exactly 30 windows.
Yeah.
30 years from wherever you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you can't. They can't, for example, go into the past, train people for 20 years,
yeah,
and have them sent back into the future, because then it would be 20 years further in the future.
Yes.
And presumably everybody would be dead, so yeah, it would be pointless.
So if you turn up in cargo shorts and heels, mm-hmm, you fucking go into the future like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you turn up in your dressing gown, guess what? You're running from alien monsters in a dressing gown with your butt flapping in the breeze.
Does your dressing gown have a butt flap on it?
Does yours not?
Yes, it doesn't.
Do you have a dressing gown?
I do.
I got a dressing gown.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Cozy. I'm going to give you a dressing down, Mason.
Whoa, why's that?
Oh, you're right.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
But I think there's some good action scenes in this, which we'll talk more about in spoilers. There's a moment where they tip a helicopter as a bunch of monsters kind of jump towards it. They just get shredded.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can kill them.
Sometimes you can.
Sometimes there's a lot. Maybe build that as a weapon.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it felt like the swarms felt very Starship Troopers-esque.
Yeah, I felt like... that's the thing. Like, I kind of felt like... I think the way they've decided to make this interesting, they've gone, okay, time travel mechanic, alien invasion, we'll combine those two things, make it a bit fresher. But I feel like the alien invasion part, that is very... It's just kind of aliens and they've got a... Queen, there are drone aliens and queen aliens, that's, you know,
oh, totally.
And
yeah,
we have to, if we do this, we can defeat them all. But if we don't, we'll be destroyed for it. Like, it felt very aliens, very Edge of Tomorrow,
Oblivion.
I felt that was kind of derivative. It all felt fine, you know.
Can't disagree with any of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of especially the tail end when J.K. Simmons turns up for more J.K. Simmonsing, that was where I was like, yeah, this is a little bit better than okay.
Yeah,
because
okay,
he's always good.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And there's a fun dynamic that happens at the end. Anyway, let's do spoilers.
Okay, I'm gonna say best movie ever, just because
TV though.
Best movie ever. Asterisk TV, underlined TV.
You wouldn't get this 10 years ago on TV.
No, definitely not.
No fucking way would something like this exist.
But if I saw this at the movies, I'd go, this was probably still fine, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just checking what the budget on this was, because it looks pretty expensive.
Also, we got Michael Mitchell.
So Chris McKay directed this as well, and he did the Lego Batman movie and a bunch of other stuff. Mm.
Mike Mitchell is one of the hosts of the podcast Doughboys.
Oh,
the review chain restaurants.
$200 million.
A lot of money.
Too much.
Yep.
Anyway, spoilers.
Spoilers. Okay, here's the thing is, I've completely lost my train of thought now.
Good.
Ah.
I'm about to give you a dressing down.
Oh, no. What was the thing I objected to?
Time travel, aliens, queens, come back from the future.
You do your thing and then I'll think of it.
Okay, I was going to say, so essentially they go into the future and Chris Pratt meets his daughter, played by Yvonne Strzok-Moskowski.
Yes, yes.
And he's like, and she's like, you're my dad and like you were cool, but now you suck.
Yeah.
And
you suck ass.
Yeah, and your butt is flapping in the breeze and I do not like it. And she's like, you came back from the tomorrow when the war began, and you're like, and something had happened, and you were all PTSD'd, and you weren't a good father, and you divorced, and then you died in a car accident.
Yeah. So one of the reveals we find out is the reason a lot of people are being drafted to be sent into the future is because they have died before that event.
You can't go to the future if you're going to exist in the future.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah. So we know he died.
Parallels.
Who knows? So in 2020, the present day stuff is set in 2022. He died in 2030.
Yeah.
And then the future stuff is in 2051. So,
yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember the thing.
Okay. Here we go.
What, I've lost it again.
How about?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that. Okay. So the thing that I object, the thing that I found odd was at the end of the movie, the end of the second act, I guess, Chris Pratt comes back from the future.
Yep.
He's like, it's good to be back and I'm sad that the future's going to be, my daughter's, I want to go
back.
She
got obliterated.
Got obliterated. The time travel isn't working. It's not working anymore because the aliens blew it up.
She looks like
or whatever.
She fell into one of those Renaissance paintings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very much that situation.
Anyway, and then he and his wife are like, hey, wait a minute.
What if
figured
we
it out. What if they didn't arrive in the future, they arrived in the past.
Yeah.
And we find where they are. Well, you know,
what if you know someone who knows about volcanoes?
First of all, how did nobody else think of this?
Yeah.
Because immediately, when they were like, they started attacking in Russia, where did they come from? My first thought was probably they were already there.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think aliens.
Nobody saw a comet land.
Yeah, I think I was like, well, maybe they're subterranean creatures or something. I don't know if maybe they're experiments or something like that. But I'm like, maybe they've already been here because that's... So you're saying that nobody on this planet, nobody in the past or the future had that thought at all?
Nobody was a scientist sort of like Chris Pratt and had a kid in their class and knew a lot about volcanoes.
Yeah. And secondly, then these people who have demonstrably gone to the future to fight aliens go to the commander of this thing and they're like, hey, we think that they might be around and we can stop this. And he's like, what is this cockamamie nonsense? Well, I'm not – what are you – you guys have gone time travel crazy. I don't think – why would that be – why would that be – I can't believe that. Like, because this government was presented with a bunch of, like, young people that appeared in a light show at a soccer game and they're like – There's a war in the future and we're going to send everybody – we're going to make everybody disappear for a week and then maybe bring some of them back.
No imagery.
You have to draft everybody in the country to this and they're like, sure thing.
Yeah, you're right.
But then Chris Pratt's like, we have information from the future and we've got this toxin that can kill all the aliens. Yep. We need to go over here. And they're like, what are you even talking about?
What are you up? Dumb idiot.
We'll believe the drafting everybody into the future. We'll do that without question. We'll just draft everybody into the time.
Even
war.
To be like, yeah, just go. Yeah. Like take six people and do it.
But then they're like, well, we have to get a team together of just good old boys and a couple of mates and friends and my dad. Get my dad involved.
Get my dad.
Get dad involved.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack dad.
And it's also like, so I guess depending on how the time travel works in this universe, I thought, and apparently it had a pretty bleak ending initially, that they were going to go and try and stop this thing, and in doing so, they would set the events in motion, which would lead to tomorrow when the war began.
Yeah, right.
But they don't, or maybe it does. There might be a sequel.
Well, I see. I feel they left it open enough for a sequel.
I mean, the alien did explode and splatter on a rock,
but maybe another alien got out though.
Yeah, aliens.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they find a spaceship and they go in there, and I enjoyed the last battle with J.K. Simmons and Chris Pratt fighting an alien monster
together.
In the snow.
It's his father and son.
And so he poisons it at one point.
It's not time to make a change.
He poisons its arm and it like tears off its own arm to escape. Yeah. And like it's smarter than the others. But even the fact they went into the spaceship and just go, let's just stab all of these egg sacks filled with aliens that might be a bioweapon from a whatever. But they didn't go like, let's kill the main one first.
Yeah,
they just went, let's just do any of this and just see how it goes.
Find a girl, settle down if you want.
J.K. Simmons got to meet his granddaughter or whatever.
That's true.
And that's
nice.
Cool. But there was a bit of kind of like hand waving stuff, and then the president or whoever was in charge of the war was like, I did this. This was my decision.
Mm.
This is just like the movie The Thing. Anyone remember that one?
Well, see, there we go. I imagine at this point it is quite difficult to invent an iconic alien species that is interesting and isn't derivative of something else. But if you go too far, then probably they won't greenlight your movie.
Because
if you go, okay, well, it's like Aliens plus Edge of Tomorrow, people will be like, well, they made money, we should do that. But if you're like, well, okay.
One of those did.
Well, yeah, exactly. But if you're like, okay, well, it's an alien and it only exists inside your mind because it's just conceptual and it only, there's 21 parallel dimensions or whatever, people will be like, this is too much.
Yeah.
This is too original and we don't like it. Can you say it's a combination of aliens and something else?
Can you make it grey like Edge of Tomorrow?
Right, yeah.
And the movie Oblivion.
Yeah, like
the
you can't, movies. Like the idea of what an alien is kind of, you know, it could be way broader in scope, but because they won't give you money to make something unless it's aliens combined with Die Hard or whatever.
$200 million.
Have they done Aliens versus Die Hard? Has Dark Horse done Aliens versus Die Hard?
Great
comic
question.
Book?
Do you want to look in that?
Please do.
I didn't think so.
Find some fan art though, at least.
Aliens versus Die Hard. There's articles and stuff, Reddit threads, but no, there doesn't seem. There's just fan posters and whatever. No.
Well,
2020 movie called Breach, which came up in my search results, but no.
Incredible stuff.
Would you watch Alien versus Die Hard?
Yes. Because they're both good at going through air ducts and stuff.
That's a really good point.
Isn't it, though?
That's an interesting just scuttering through.
Yeah. But again, it's got to be all. It's got to be like original recipe John McClane with a widow's peak, and he's got the wife beater on.
Do you recast? Do you de-age?
You recast, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, you get Chris Pratt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Give him the widow's peak.
Yes.
Have him make a hell of a day of it. Terrific stuff. Mm-hmm. It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right. But let's do that time travel thing you wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're talking time travel. Time travel's big, James.
Huge, mate.
So I figure we go through some popular time travel mechanics. We hash them out and we determine definitively what is the best one. If I were to hand you the keys to a time travel device, which one would you take?
Wow.
And I got a couple of provisos.
Okay.
We can either use them or completely ignore them.
All right.
Like ease of use.
Yep.
The scope of the time travel, like where can you go, how can you go,
okay,
all that sort of stuff. What prospects there are for shenanigans.
Should I be writing this down?
No, it doesn't matter. like what scope do you have for shenanigans? Just having a bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
And four, can you kill Hitler? Can you go back in time and kill Hitler?
Okay.
Because, for example, let's take this as an example.
Yeah.
Ease of use, pretty easy. You just put the thing on and you can get bread balls out of the fridge.
Yeah, but you're limited.
You are limited.
You just go to a terrible place.
So that's bad. We don't like that. But it's pretty easy because like as soon as it activates, you time travel. You don't have to get into a device or whatever. You're just there.
Mm.
So that's pretty handy.
But it also could drop you midair.
And it does. they're like, oh, it went out. It went crazy this time around. That was never explained, was it?
No, they just went, something's wrong. And then they just got
It happens every time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I reckon the main guy.
Oh, no, it went crazy.
The main guy's never fixed it. He's just like, oh, it's. Yeah. And the boss was in that day and he's like, oh, it's crazy what happened this time. Yeah. That's why there's so many fatalities. Anyway, but also fixed point in time. You cannot go back and kill Hitler.
No.
Because it's exactly 30 years.
Because they're like, it barely works as it is. You're not helping.
All right, here's a popular, I'm combining this. Nude rule.
So you turn up nude.
I'm saying, is there a nude rule involved?
Is that part of it?
I feel that's heavily weights it.
Definitely.
So here we go. Bill and Ted and Doctor Who. I'm smashing them together.
That's anything. Right?
Anything
goes. You can go anywhere. It mostly works.
Mostly works.
Yeah.
But it mostly works for the owner.
Yes.
And I feel like.
Oh, you think if I got it, it wouldn't work?
Yeah. And I feel. See, and I think especially Doctor Who's TARDIS.
Yeah.
Or any TARDISes. TARDI. They seem to have a mind of their own.
Yeah.
I feel as...
Sometimes they'll take you somewhere because
when you think, oh, like, I'm going to go and I'm going to watch Pompeii explode or whatever, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
You go there and then you got to solve a time-based whatever. Every single time I'd be like, are you making me do this? Doctor Who's always like, let's go on a fun adventure, but then there's a murder to solve or aliens are going to destroy the world or whatever. I feel like the TARDIS has got a mind of its own and it's constantly trying to get you
but
to do
stuff.
But
are we not seeing like everything that happens? Because there's in-between stuff where it's we're to the planet of the boobs, the big boobs, you know, or whatever.
And that was good for some reason.
Yeah, but no, I see what you're saying. But I don't think that's what the Bill and Ted's one does, though.
No, you just dial in your location.
Beep,
so,
boop, 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 yeah. Boop.
Those are both up there. That's,
yeah, I agree.
See, initially I was going to be like the Tempad from Loki is pretty good because, again, you can go anywhere you like.
It's pocket-sized.
Sylvie has seemingly used hers for like maybe thousands of years.
Yeah.
You never have to recharge or anything like that.
That's true.
And that's good.
It can smash, though.
It can smash very easily.
Or run out of battery.
You keep your clothes on.
Yep.
But also, I was thinking about it in terms of the can you kill Hitler.
Mm.
You can kill Hitler, but you don't really kill Hitler.
Then a bunch of cops show up.
The cops show up, exactly. Shenanigans are very limited.
Yeah.
Because anything you do that is slightly outside of what they want you to, at time of recording, because the last couple of episodes of Loki aren't out yet. If you kill Hitler, first of all, Hitler's not really dead in your timeline. He's only dead in a branching timeline. And then, like you said, the cops show up.
Yeah,
right?
And they hit you with evaporation sticks.
They hit you with evaporation sticks that either kill you or...
Spoiler alert.
They kill you.
Yes.
Based on the trailers, they definitely kill you. Okay, here's this one.
All right.
Here's two that involve the nude rule.
Terminator 2.
No, Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh, yeah, he does have...
He's nude.
That sucks, that time travel.
Right?
He's got
a weird genetic abnormality that makes him travel through time.
But, like, when he's stressed all randomly and, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, so both of those, you lose your clothes.
Yes. Terminator you can sort of control.
Yeah.
But you also live in a horrible future war. Does that count?
Yeah, I think you've got to factor that in as well. Yeah.
Also, you go somewhere you're not getting back. So that's like a one shot.
Unless you build another time machine.
Yeah, but you can't.
Yeah, but you
like,
can.
Could you?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't. Yeah, just they did it once in Sarah Connor Chronicles. They'd already set it up.
I'd have a bit of a glance at it before I went in.
You'd just see a big coil and a lightning on you.
And I'd get those at Best Buy.
No, I think they're both terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the new thing aside.
Yeah. But, and also the thing about killing Hitler.
Yeah.
Time Traveler's Wife, I mean, you show up at random. Obviously, maybe.
Yeah, you could definitely kill Hitler if you just happened to land there.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Time Traveler's Wife as well, often it might go to a place in your psyche. Like, and I think often you can only, not always, but you go to places you already know. So you won't end up on the other side of the world.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a good book.
And also with Terminator, you could kill Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems in the Terminator universe especially, the further you go back in time, the more likely it is to ruin everything.
Yes.
I mean, that you run the risk here, but sometimes it's funny.
Yeah.
With some of these other ones, sometimes it's funny. So, like, if you killed Hitler, probably Skynet wouldn't exist, and then the time travel technology doesn't exist.
If you could time it properly, you could land in Hitler's bed and just, like, evaporate half of him. Like,
oh, that's big, true. That is another, that's another ball. Plus or minus, depending on how you feel, is if the time bubble.
But then you're
bubble.
Stuck in Hitler's room.
Exactly, yeah. And you got to pretend to be Hitler for the rest of the war.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. speaking of like Time Traveler's Wife, you know, it's time travel, but it's also
love.
What about Time?
That's a good one.
So here's the thing. Here's your options.
Yep.
You can travel through time,
but only in your lifetime.
Only in your lifetime, you have to. All you have to do. Mm-hmm. It's pretty convenient because all you have to do is you have to go into like a closet or something.
Close your eyes and think.
You clench your fists and you close your eyes and you think really hard about your past, and then your consciousness goes back into your body in the past, and then you can relive stuff and change stuff.
And
so you can't kill Hitler unless you were born. Unless you were capable of wielding a sniper rifle before Hitler.
Here's the thing, though.
Yes.
The butterfly effect also doesn't work, so that you can't affect major changes in the universe, which I also think is a good thing.
And you can't get rich. Should we have added that in?
No, you can get rich, but it's boring.
Yeah,
like, people don't. It's like you got to find out how it works for you. But I reckon you can time travel. I know you couldn't. I was going to say because if you grabbed, like, your dad and then got him to time travel again.
Oh, it's a grab your dad situation.
I reckon you could.
Is there a grab your dad rule for all of these?
Because he takes his sister back in time. But I reckon if you told your dad to go back and speak to his dad and then you could go back and kill Hitler that way.
Oh,
you could
maybe
do it like telegram style.
I guess.
But you'd also have to have had an ancestor who could get near Hitler.
Yeah, but here's the other twist. Mm. And you may remember this. Once you've had a kid,
you can't
go back and change anything from before your child was born.
Because you'll get a different kid.
Because you get a different kid. So it depends on how much. Do you care about killing Hitler more than you care about what your kid looks like?
Yeah. Right? No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't erase my kids.
And plus you'd have to tag your dad or whatever.
Tag my dad.
You have to be like, because you'd be like, hey, dad, can you, we've got to kill Hitler. So I'm going to need you to be, are you free on Saturday? Mm. Okay, now we're going to have to go back. We're going to have to contact your dad. Do you think your dad's going to be free on Saturday? I know he's dead currently, but he'll be alive then. So
yeah.
Okay, you want to you've liked a YouTube video. You don't want to. Okay, you want to click the the thumb, Dad. You don't want to.
You know what I like about that one though,
that?
It's low stakes.
Yep.
It's just you.
Yeah.
So you're not affecting everything else massively.
That's true.
And you can just do fun stuff.
That's true.
Like, that's a fun, like, no stress situation.
Oh. And what the character
learns. And you learn a lesson.
Yeah. And what the character learns, our friend Donald Gleason,
yes.
Donut Gleason, is that what he learns to do, I think, is that he goes back, once he's finished a day, he goes back to the start of the day, and then he goes through it again and he just doesn't worry about
and
things.
And he can enjoy it.
And then he can just do that. So his life goes like twice as long.
But then by the very end, he even stops doing that.
Yeah.
And he just appreciates Rachel McAdams.
Okay. But speaking of British actors
that's
and time
my favorite
travel. Red Dwarf. You got two options.
God.
You got two options for Red Dwarf. Number one, the time slides.
This is the Red Dwarf episode we're doing.
Two Red Dwarf episodes.
No, I mean, because we've
got... Oh, this is the Red Dwarf. Yes, this is the Red Dwarf episode. Okay, so there's an episode where they discover like a mutated form of film developing fluid. And if you put it on a photo, you can go back in time to where the photo was taken.
But you cannot leave the photo.
Can you kill Hitler? You probably can kill Hitler because there are pictures of Hitler. So you can just go into a picture
And they use a... They steal his briefcase bomb. They actually stop Hitler from being killed.
Yeah, they reverse kill Hitler. Yeah, they steal the bomb that was going to be used to kill Hitler.
Yeah.
Shenanigans, plenty of room for shenanigans.
Yep, yep.
But you cannot leave the frame of the photograph.
But you can massively affect events, yes, as we discover.
Yes.
Because Rimmer lives a whole different life and whatever. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, sorry, Lister does, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But again, I would say probably still not the best.
Nah, not ideal.
Best one.
The other one is where they go back to the JFK assassination.
I guess there's three.
Okay,
so in season six, they discover a time machine and they use it to go back to like the 20th century or the 22nd century, wherever their present day was.
Yeah.
And they discover they're still in the present day but in deep space.
Yes,
because it's also not a space machine, it's just a time machine.
Yeah.
So that's useless.
No, but it's also not because what they technically could do is go back 3 billion years or however far they are in the future and then do the rest of the journey and you could arrive back on Earth at the time that you left.
Yeah, maybe.
So it's not technically useless. You'd still have to travel the distance, but you wouldn't do it.
You'd still need a hyperdrive.
Yeah.
And again, there are no – eventually Ace Rimmer just has a time machine spaceship.
Yeah.
So
– well, it's not only that. They end up having a time and space machine where they can visit – anywhere in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't go home with it.
Yes.
I don't understand. They should have said something like they could only use it like a handful of times this particular thing. Anyway, whatever.
Okay. Here's the classic.
They stopped thinking about it.
Did, because it doesn't. None of those things matter. Here's the classic. A lot of people will put this at number one, but I probably disagree. Back to the Future. Any of the DeLoreans.
Oh, it's kind of a shit show, that whole thing,
isn't it,
though?
Yeah. You can go any time, but you're still in Hill Valley for the most part.
Well, it's a time where you leave, you arrive.
Yes. Yeah. You have to get up to 88 miles per hour, but you never factor in enough fuel to get home, which is always plutonium.
Not always, but
sometimes it's garbage.
No, that doesn't run the fusion thing.
Yeah,
the
actual
reactor, I think. Uh-huh. Anyway, sorry, go on.
You always have to get it up to 88 miles per hour, which is usually not happening.
That's a nightmare wherever you land.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because, so, look, I think it's iconic, but it's a time machine.
Yeah, I agree.
You want a stationary. It's the same with the time.
I mean, it's better when it flies.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're not going to land in the middle of the road.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Probably going to crash another flying whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's the same with the time cop machine, which is, it's basically the DeLorean, but it's on rails.
Right,
it's the
okay.
same thing. You still have to get up to speed. Useless.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay,
that's true.
I don't remember them.
But a lot of people are going to put up the top because it's the Back to the Future.
Nah, and it's like, I don't like the time travel rules in that universe where, you know, you might erase your family or whatever. So
that seems
stressful.
Okay, how about
I can't play guitar.
That's true. Yes. Okay, how about a few of these, James?
Yeah.
Let's smash all these together.
All right.
Okay. Oh, actually, I got four. I got four altogether.
All right.
A couple of these I don't know anything about.
Okay.
You can fill me in, I hope.
All right.
Lost. What's the time travel mechanic in Lost?
It's an explosion or something.
Okay, great.
It's like one way.
Where do you go? You go to the past?
You go to the past. Yeah. I don't really remember it, but it's not good.
Okay, great.
And you're stuck on the island and whatever.
Okay. Well, here's three that are all. Heroes? Hero can do
it. Don't remember.
Okay,
he can travel, can't he?
He can go anywhere and any when, but it kills you eventually.
Because of the power of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And he has a ponytail.
He does have a ponytail, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
This one also kills you eventually, the butterfly effect.
Oh, because you're doing butterfly stuff.
Yeah, too many butterflies you get. Your mouth fills with butterflies every time you do it.
I reckon you could use that sparingly, and it's not a terrible one.
Yeah.
I feel like that and the Domhnall Gleeson one are...
They're quite similar.
They're quite similar, except his one doesn't kill
you. I kept trying to group these together, but they all overlap
this one's,
a little bit.
I mean, one of them you get an aneurysm, so I don't think those should go together.
I think the butterfly effect one.
One of them you meet Rachel McAdams, one you meet Amy Smart. That's up to you.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, that one seems like a lot of stress.
Yeah, well, there's different variations on the ending, but one of them is he strangles himself in the womb.
Yeah.
With the umbilical cord. There's two endings, though.
I think, there's not a lot of room for shenanigans because it's either don't use it at all.
You try shenanigans and he ends up in jail.
Yeah, exactly. There's no room for shenanigans and you can't kill Hitler, I don't think. I think it's you can't go before you're born, so no fun.
Boo.
Quantum Leap?
You jump into a body.
You jump into a random body.
Yeah, but it's... No, that sucks. You've got no control over it. You've got an AI.
You could kill Hitler, but you have to end up in...
Hitler's body.
Yeah.
Maybe he did kill Hitler. Jumped into his body and shot himself.
Oh, that's a gritty reboot.
Also, that guy never got home. Remember,
as far as we know, he didn't do it. That's true, yeah. Why have they not rebooted that?
Great question.
Isn't it, though?
Maybe they have.
Yep, that's true.
No, they haven't.
Let's see. What do we got here? Okay, the Bruce Willis double, 12 Monkeys and Looper.
No, Bruce Willis, 12 Monkeys, everything is inevitable and the world is ending and you will get shot in an airport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Okay. And it's one way.
Yes, and it's one way. Looper.
Looper's very similar to the Tomorrow War. Yeah. I feel, because there's a fixed, there's a future point.
Yes.
And they always, it's a fixed span. It's like 40 years or 30 years or something like that. Yeah.
It's a bit, and it's a bit vague.
No Hitler. No shenanigans.
No.
Or you're allowed shenanigans, but they're not time travel shenanigans.
They can
really.
Also, you can be cut up and your bits fall off.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. As soon as you're involved in this time travel stuff, you're in a lot of trouble.
But what about telekinesis?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, please.
Yeah. No, I don't like any of those.
Okay. All right. A couple. Edge of Tomorrow. How do you feel about that?
Which one's that again?
It's the Tom Cruise one.
Hang on, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Groundhog Day one.
Yeah.
It's the same day again and again.
Oh, let's put Groundhog Day in there as well.
Yeah, it's depending where you land.
Yeah.
But a nightmare.
Yeah. Unless you land in Punxsutawney.
Yeah. This is also the that movie, the wedding movie. Adam's
the wedding
Andy
time
Sam,
travel.
Andy Samberg.
Oh,
one.
Palm Springs.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the Groundhog Day rules.
It's an infinite time loop situation.
Sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's shenanigans left, right, and center, but if you're stuck in an alien war, no good.
Yeah. But I guess the thing about a time travel shenanigans in this situation is if you're in it, you probably know.
You're there to win it.
Yeah, if you're in it, you're there to win it. Like I would, if I was stuck in an infinite time loop situation, I would eventually, you'd go, well, there's got to be a way out of this because invariably there is a way out of this. I either have to defeat an alien monster queen or I have to become a slightly better person.
Yeah.
Either one or the other. And I'm getting out of this. And I'm
what do you do?
Oh, can I just fight the monster god? I don't want to start recycling.
What if you land nowhere near the alien monster queen? We're at a wedding and then you're going
to... God,
you got to travel across
that's
the globe.
That's a sequel I would like to see.
Sure. I think that would be, depending on what day you had, it could be good.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. But you could really mess with
and
people.
And you could become a... Well, that's also the thing, like, because Bill Murray's character, he learns to do everything.
It's everything, yeah.
Like he becomes a better person. He can play the piano.
Yeah.
He knows everything about everything.
He does.
He's a good insurance customer.
That's right.
Like you know,
you'd make a go of it.
Make a go of it, yeah.
Ice cream flavors.
Yeah, ice cream flavors. I got a couple more.
Let's do it.
I got one more.
Okay.
Well, I got Star Wars here, and I've written a question mark because I don't understand how Star Wars.
A time travel.
They haven't really established it.
You got to know the Force and whatever.
Oh, well, I don't want to do that. I'd have to become a slightly better person, so I'm not going to do it. And then Star Trek. There's a bunch of Star Trek.
Oh God.
Okay, here's a few for you, James. You can either visit the Guardian of Forever.
Yep.
Who's a weird, spooky voice in a rock, and you go through a portal, which is you keep your clothes.
Okay.
Which is good. You go back in time. He's all about riddles. He's always riddling you.
No, thanks.
And it's two-way, provided you either, like, you really want to come back or you solve a thing that is happening in the past.
Okay.
If you figure out why you're there, you get to come back.
Got lessons.
Yeah, yeah. Or the other option too, you got in forever, or you can slingshot around the sun.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You can time travel.
What are they doing in the Borg one? There's just the
time sphere.
What about that angel suit from... The new Star Trek.
Oh,
Discovery.
Just time travel through that.
Just go wherever.
And there's a time police as well. They can just time travel. But there's a whole bunch of them. Just go nuts.
Those are... There's always complications.
There's always complications. It's never cut and dried at Star Trek. I don't like it.
Nah, I don't like it either.
Okay,
it might be a holo room. And like I'd be like, is this a fucking holo room?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I in a Borg dimension?
What century is this and does it matter? Am I in the 29th century? When are they set?
So was the slingshot around the sun the whales one?
Yeah, but they've done it a bunch of times.
Okay, great.
They did in the original series. They did time travel like three different ways. I think.
Rad.
Yeah, it is rad. They slingshot in the original series. What's the winner? What would you most? Oh, also hot tub time machine.
Time machine, hot tub. Yeah, got it. And you have to get the trillenium or whatever to get back.
And you also have to get like just it can't be good for you.
No,
I mean you have to get mostly nude.
Yeah, that's true.
But also you got to get absolutely wasted for it to work. But so
you party and have a good time, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I would pick.
You got to pick one. We got to pick.
If
one.
I, had, I mean, for selfishly, I would pick the Domhnall Gleeson one.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
guy whose name we never pronounce right.
Yeah,
because.
Yeah.
Personally, you could benefit your life in a good way and those around you.
Yep.
I think it would be mostly stress-free because you could anticipate, like, the minor annoyances.
Yeah.
You could look out for the people around you.
Yeah.
I don't think on a global scale it would make that much of a difference unless you're like, I'm going to be president or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think for happiness, you stay clothed, you can relive incredible moments, you can fix moments that you had a terrible time in.
Yeah.
And the ramifications aren't that serious unless it's the kids thing.
Do you think that I would probably get in my head about it. That's the problem. I would go, I'd go to the cafe and the guy would be like, enjoy your coffee. And I'd be like, you too. And then I'd be like, oh no. And then I'd run to the bathroom and I'd time travel back. And then I'd come back in and I'd be like, thanks. You too. Oh, I did it again. Oh. And then I think for some people, like, they try and fix every moment of their life forever.
Yeah.
And it would inevitably not work.
There's also the Rick and Morty one where he gives him the machine, the do-over button.
Oh, yeah.
Which is him just jumping parallel dimensions, ruining shit along the way.
Oh, I missed out on the time machine. I was going to tie in the time machine and hot tub time machine.
Time machine's a nightmare.
It's not bad, though. You get to see, like, history whipping around
inevitable. You cannot change anything because the reason that he works out that he can't save his wife because he never would have invented the machine in the first place, which would have meant that he was going to save his wife.
That's true.
And you have to fight an albino Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, okay, that's also bad.
I'm sure there are others, but I'd be very interested to know what people would pick in terms of...
Yeah, if there's another one, which would you prefer?
Time travel, or even any of these, and why.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Hit us up on Twitter, at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
Wikipedia Brown.
Please do it.
Yeah.
Well, then should we do the next segment of the show? That was fun, Mason.
Was
I enjoyed
fun
that.
Time.
Me too. It's called What We Reading?
What We Gonna Read.
That's right, and it's never not going to be called that. Unlike the theme song, which I will change. That's right, I'm doing that again.
Oh, my God.
For a few weeks, where I say I'm going to change the theme song, and then I forget.
I'm doing the theme.
Nice work, Mason.
Thank you.
What have you been Westworlding this
week? I think I mentioned this to you earlier in the week, but I've been watching a YouTube channel called Rate My Takeaway, which is just... It's just a guy. He's from Leeds.
Yep.
He sent
me photos.
Did we
talk about it in a commentary?
We talked about it in a commentary.
Oh, yeah. We've done a Crank audio commentary for the movie Crank with Jason Statham.
We thought, why not Crank? And it's got a special celebrity guest.
Yes. It's Claire.
Yeah, she just drops in.
The worst moment she could have dropped in.
Oh, my God.
Just hating the movie.
Oh, it's tremendous.
We had a good time.
Yeah. Anyway, we're watching this channel, and it's just a guy from Leeds.
Yep.
And he goes to a takeaway place near where he lives, I think, and he orders some takeaway, and then he's got a little folding table. He sets it up in front of the restaurant, and he gets his food, and he just eats the food, and he's very excited about the food.
Yeah.
And he just does it every day.
He's having a good time.
Yeah, it's great.
He's having a good time.
Yeah.
Well, we both saw Black Widow.
Oh, we did. It's true,
We won't. Well, we can talk about our opinions if you want, but I'm not going to. If you want to know my early opinion, I'm going to mention it on Suggestible this week.
Oh, nice.
I'll tell you what I think. So that's a plug for my other podcast where we recommend stuff.
Bit of Claire sizzle and I, for the steak.
Next week will be the Black Widow episode. Will it not be, Mason?
It will.
It will.
It will.
So whether you Disney Plus, whether you catch it in cinemas, come back this time next week for Black Widow.
I've also been watching another YouTube channel. It's by a guy called Thew Adams. It's short for Matthew, T-H-E-W Adams, and he reviews Transformers.
Oh.
It fills my need for, like, looking at Transformers.
Oh, boy,
does
it.
But I don't want to buy the Transformers. I randomly ran across him.
Oh, my God, he's got a Unicron.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
It's like a half-hour video of him... like unboxing and transforming.
Is it a good video?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to add it to my
thing. He's fun. He's quick and he's funny and he's not taking it too seriously.
Sometimes these guys are boring.
Yeah.
And you never know.
And
sometimes he's got a shaved head.
And also you never know because like he's doing this video and he's just like, I was seeing the situation that was happening in Palestine and I just had to say something and I'm like, oh no. And he's like, here's how you can donate and help out. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Because this was a long video and I got through it and I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not a terrible person. There we go.
Oh my God, he's got Mega Drive Megatron.
He's got all the Transformers and people send him stuff and he.
Does he do new ones, old ones, all of
it? He does new ones, old ones and like. He's got. It's,
oh my God! He's got Combiner Wars Devastator.
He's got all the, and they keep reissuing. Like there's 100 Optimus Primes now, and
yeah, sick. Has he got the one that transforms itself? That'd be a short
video. Oh, I don't know if he does have that.
Very good. Well, I watched a movie on Netflix. It's called Fear Street. They're doing a Fear Street trilogy.
Is that based on some books or something?
Yeah, some R.L. Stine horror novels from the 90s or something.
Yes.
So this one's set in 94, then they're going to go back to 78, and then they're going to go back to the origin of the how it all started in
Fear Street Zero, Legends Origins.
Yeah. It was like Salem Witch something or whatever.
I see, right.
And it jumps around a bit. It's good because it's very like heavy on the horror, and like one person's head goes through a bread slicer at one point, like gore or whatever. But a lot of the characters I found in the first movie, it's like these are all terrible people, and not like they're terrible, but like insufferable to be around. By the end, I'd really come around on it. I'm like, yeah, it's interesting because they're releasing one every Friday for the next 3 weeks on Netflix.
Oh,
so they're just going to
every
bang
Friday
out
the 13th.
That's right, Mason. Whoa. So they're just going to do them in bulk, and I think that's a really interesting strategy of release. So I'll be finishing this trilogy, if you don't mind.
There's a new Steven Soderbergh movie out soon.
Oh, yeah, what's that called?
It's called – it's part of Steven's a phrase.
Steven Soderbread.
Yeah, that's why I remembered. it's sort of like small-time – you know, old-timey criminal stuff, heist movie. And I always like a Soderbergh heist movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Movie,
so. Didn't he quit for a bit? He's like, I'm not doing movie.
He did, yeah.
I'm not doing movie, he said.
He said, I'm not doing movie. I think he said, I'm not like chasing like blockbuster.
No Sudden Move?
No Sudden Move, there it is.
There we go. Oh, yeah, it's got
Cheadle's in it,
Cheadle
maybe?
And Benicio Del Toro.
The
last one of his I watched was Logan Lucky, even though he's done stuff in between, but I really enjoyed Logan Lucky.
Yeah, so I might get to that. Oh, I also rewatched, I don't know why, it was just showed up, The Station Agent. Have you ever seen that?
What's The Station Agent?
Many years ago, it's Peter Dinklage.
Oh, and he's like I know this.
He inherits, he's a train enthusiast.
Yeah.
And he inherits an old train depot, like
out in
the kind of the middle of nowhere. And then he just...
It's got Michelle Williams. It's got Bobby Cannavale.
You know what? Because I'd forgotten. And I'm like, hey, it's Bobby Cannavale. Every time I see him in something, I'm like, hey, it's Bobby Cannavale. He's improved the movie.
John Slattery.
It's got Patricia Clarkson is in there. It's just a nice movie where nice things happen.
I love nice things.
It's got a little bit of drama, but you're like, I think everybody's had a nice time and everybody's become a better person.
Man, the Dink's been at it for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
He's been working for ages. He's in that Australian movie.
Is he?
Pete Hallier movie, isn't he?
Oh, maybe.
I think he's in, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm sure he is. Let me check.
Which one? You and your stupid mate?
No, Mason.
Okay. Idiot Box?
No, let me check. I'm 100% sure because it was just before Game of Thrones.
Oh.
It's easy and I Love You Too.
All right.
He dates like Megan Gale or he wants to or something.
Okay.
I can't remember. Anyway, let's do the next segment of the show, the letters segment.
The classic one was letters.
I do want to reach the show to the Mason to find the letter. Hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter or WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com. While he's finding a letter, I'm going to read this by Ben.
Please do.
He says, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod. I've always considered the Iron Man sequels to be the weakest films in the MCU because they have no overall impact on the MCU as a whole. Say what you will about Thor the Dark World, but it does help with making Loki's sacrifice in Infinity War more impactful. Yeah, it seems like somehow Thor the Dark World has become like a linchpin of the universe, whereas the Iron Man movies not as much. And maybe that's also a result of Robert Downey Jr. is expensive.
Maybe that's true. Maybe also because it's a little explored movie.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you know, it was made, I think, at a point where people weren't asking the producers and the stars for every tiny little secret and every aspect of the movie and like, what does this mean? And did this mean this? Is this a secret thing? And blah, blah, blah. So there's so many unanswered questions. So I guess you can just squeeze some life out of that.
All right, I will then.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Yeah. But no, I guess that is true because the Iron Man movies are just like, the second one's like, the Avengers is next. Speaking of Iron Man 2 this week for Caravan of Garbage.
That's right.
First one people really enjoyed, I think, I hope. And next week.
Yes.
Well, we do Iron Man 3, but this week, Iron Man 2. Do you have one yet, Mason?
Still looking.
Okay, I'll do this next one.
Okay, great.
It's from MCMLXXXVII, who says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Have you guys ever discussed doing Resident Evil for Caravan of Garbage? I just rewatched the first one, only one I've seen, and felt it held up. Decent. So I put on the second, fully intending to watch them all, and it was so horrible, I doubt I'll go back. Yeah, we're probably going to do them this year, or some of them.
You know what we should do? I was just thinking this the other day that we've never gotten to. Mm. We should do Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. We also haven't done Batman Returns.
We also haven't done Batman Returns, it's true.
Yes. Maybe we do them leading up to the Keaton Flash thing?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Or the Batman, whenever that's
coming. Well, I thought
out.
With the Batman we'd do the Nolans.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Or whatever.
Have we not done the Nolans?
No.
Whoa.
How did you know
I've
that?
I've seen them, though.
That's what I
thought. Are you suggesting we've seen these movies, but we haven't mined them for content?
We hadn't done the Iron Man movies until recently.
We haven't cynically just torn them to pieces for content.
Not yet.
That's wild. We haven't gotten one man's artistic vision of a character, just giving it a new twist. And we haven't just been
thousands
like...
Thousands of people.
Look at that. What's that guy doing?
How did he get back into Gotham?
Why didn't he build a step?
Step out of the pit. How'd they get cable news in the pit?
Is there a cable in the pit?
Is this Marrakesh? I can't tell. Anyway, sorry, go on.
That's all I have.
What have you got in terms of letters?
I'm still looking for letters.
You idiot.
Not that I don't love letters.
Yeah,
I do love letters.
But you want letters, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more tweet. You're lucky.
Okay,
so
cool.
I'm buying you a bit of time here.
Okay, great.
From NinjaDude3, who says... Mr. Sunday Movies, what superpowers do you dislike in movies? I really don't like super speed because it creates a lot of plot holes. I thought about this briefly.
Go on.
I spent the day. I took the day.
You spent the amount of time it took you to read that letter.
Yes. I think it depends on what they do with anything. Because anything can be made interesting depending on how you look at it.
Very true.
Like super speed can be good depending on... what rules you establish, you know, what the character is and whatever, I feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's no superpower that I hate. I hate it more when people forget their superpowers
and don't use them.
That's the thing that kind of annoys
me. I consider that the Martian Manhunter rule.
Yeah.
Where he can walk through walls and change shape and turn invisible and he's got heat vision and whatever.
But he's also telekinetic, isn't he?
Yeah, sometimes, probably. He's definitely telepathic.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But,
but
then he'll just get clonked on the head.
Yeah.
Why'd you get clonked on the head, man? Like you've got a few choices. If you're going to walk into a room, you could turn invisible, or you could become intangible and stuff would just go straight
or
through.
Or be anybody, turn into anybody,
become a big plush man, and then you get hit on the head and you'd be all plush.
There's in that last Superman Doomsday whatever movie, he gets clocked by Doomsday.
Who does?
Well, like he does the becomes intangible and he can't hit him, and then he
in the animated movies.
But then he like. There's a moment where he doesn't and he, like, grabs him. You know what I mean? It's done quite well, I feel.
Nice.
So, yeah, I guess, that's my answer. And that's Mason's answer.
Yeah.
And now he's ready.
I'm still not.
With a letter, isn't he?
This is from Dylan.
Yes.
My dad nearly went to fisticuffs with Bruce Willis.
Whoa.
I'm just reading this for the first time, so let's see how it goes. I know you boys are sick of Bruce Willis at this point. Who isn't? I'm not, is the answer.
Me neither.
We're not. But no one was as sick of him as my dad in the gym nearly 20 years ago. Both are bald dudes and my dad was trying to use some cardio machine in a gym in Vegas, but Mr. Willis continually refused to get off it. He didn't know it was Bruce Willis, and luckily for Bruce, that was one of the few times my mom went with my dad and she told him who he was. I don't know why he backed down rather than taking the opportunity to preemptively punish Bruce Willis for his later work, but there you have it.
Well, you don't want to punch someone. For movies they haven't made yet.
That's true. You want to wait till their oeuvre is complete and they're in their 70s and you punch them.
Why did you do Kill Shot, Bruce Willis, you could say?
Why did you do G.I. Joe 2, Retaliation? Was it retaliation for us watching all your movies in the past and supporting you financially, Bruce Willis? You dog of a bloke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else, Mason?
I've got all sorts of stuff here. Don't even worry about it.
I can't wait to hear what you have. Anyway, the Loki recaps are happening, aren't they? Two left.
That's right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he's just working on those at the moment, or he will be when they come out. That's going to be happening.
Nice. Mm. This is from Gavin. It says, thank you. Hey, guys, I just wanted to say thank you for all of the content. You never fail to cheer me up, and especially over the past 2 years, I've been dealing with a lot of grief, and you've often made me smile on days that I might not have otherwise.
Oh, man, that's
the good news is that I'm fine now. I'm going in for my last therapy session on Friday, and I feel okay for the first time in a long time.
That's awesome.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Mason, for keeping me entertained along the way. P.S. When are you two getting letterboxed accounts? Grabbed at Gem, and thanks again from Gavin in the UK.
This is another thing I got to keep track of.
Yeah,
never.
I feel this is our letterboxed account.
In a way. Yeah if somebody wanted to make one, you could just give it.
I guess we could do a letterboxed account.
Yeah.
And every letterboxed review is just a link to the current episode of the podcast.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, that would work.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Somebody might, though. Anything else, or should we call it a day? Congratulations also on your last session. That's really great. Cool. Yeah.
This is from Tom. He says, "Hi, guys. I started listening to the pod last year when I needed something to entertain me while looking after the golf course in our first lockdown in England. And my mate recommended you guys, and I've been hooked ever since. Unfortunately, he didn't lie about it." We do appreciate that.
Very good.
"I was wondering what films, shows, books, games would you like to see the universe expanded with different stories and new cast and characters in the same world similar to The Mandalorian in Star Wars? For me," he says, "I'd like to see the Netflix film Bright, which itself was trash, but the world was full of potential to explore. What would you guys like
totally
to see?"
Totally agree. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
The Hancock universe.
Isn't there just two superheroes in the Hancock universe?
And they're both angels
or
something.
We're just doing Will Smith stuff, are we?
I guess we are. Hitched. Wild, wild rest. We talked about Hitch. Hitch 2, both their wives are dead.
Oh, we did too. Oh, but how about this? Hitch, and it's just the stories of people who want to be like Hitch, but they're not as good as Hitch. And
they just keep
ruining people's lives. They set up like Hitch-style like services to make you better at picking up women or getting married or whatever, but they're bad at it.
That's good.
And they just cause havoc and they go to jail.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What about this?
What about that Will Smith movie where
he's killed by jellyfish?
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, where he has to make 7 pounds.
Yeah, that's the one.
And they use his organs to something.
Yeah, that one.
I did say it. I was going to say I didn't say it. No, I saw it.
Is that the same one where he's like a businessman but he's imagining all his friends or something?
No, you're thinking of Collateral Beauty.
Yeah.
And that was also a scam by somebody to get his money or something.
Okay, well, I want to see movies set in both of those universes, and then we collide them. They're parallel universes, and we collide them in a dimensional adventure.
That's interesting.
Interdimensional adventure, 7 pounds, Collateral Beauty. I'd call it 7 beautiful collateral pounds. Dimension Origins.
Well, I want to see the movie Gemini Man, but better.
Nice.
Just remake it.
Nice.
And make it interesting and good.
You'd want to see one relating to you, James. Bloody Virgo Man.
Well, if we're talking Will Smith.
Yes, of course. We're only talking Will Smith.
For some reason. The Men in Black universe, it should be a better universe.
It should, shouldn't it?
iRobot, you could definitely do more with that.
More Converse sneakers.
Yep.
You could get some Jack Purcells.
What about this? After Earth is about coming back to Earth after it, like things have evolved.
So before
I've never
Earth.
Seen it. No.
Before Earth.
Like
just
that,
regular Earth.
That should be interesting where you come back and the Earth's like evolved in different and interesting ways.
Okay, but before Earth, a prequel. Cool.
What about Bad Boys 3 again?
What about Bad Boys Zero Origins?
There's just one boy?
Just one boy.
Bad
boy. Not even a cop yet. He's just bad. Doesn't matter which one it is. But I guess Will Smith
this rude boy.
Nice. He's so precocious, this boy. Any more Will Smith movies?
Independence Day.
They did it, didn't they? Yeah.
Bag of Ants.
Oh.
The
Further Adventures of Bag of Ants. What is his deal?
He's a
golf caddy or something?
Yeah, he's a mythical.
He's a magic golf caddy.
Something.
The origin. Where did he get his golf bag? Where did he get his bag?
He's not actually magic, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
What about Wild Wild West? I did briefly mention
just
it.
Just regular West.
Just.
Mine are all prequels. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, what are you? Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Enemy of the State. There's even more cameras.
The state's just fine with him. It's a prequel.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he hasn't done anything too bad.
Stop saying prequels. Concussion. The one, that's about.
Hey, my head's feeling fine.
Yeah, that's
exactly. I hit it.
Yeah, I haven't hit it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't hit my head yet.
But that's a bit of foreshadowing.
Will Smith, stand out. I haven't hit me in my head yet. I don't need you yet. All right, so those are all the Will Smith.
Yeah. All the Will Smith expanded universes.
That we want. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah.
Let's fucking wrap it up.
Let's wrap. Folks, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We very much appreciate it, especially when it goes off the rails, which this one could have and did.
Yes.
thank you for telling a friend or lying to a friend to get him to listen to the podcast.
Agreed.
Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving a 5-star review, James. You go on there.
Got a couple right here. This is from Wally 420247, who says, "A strange podcast." 5 stars, by the way. You can just do it in app.
That's true.
I'm not sure whether it's one guy doing 2 voices or 2 different Italian fellas talking about shooting red hot comic book movie news in my no-no place, but it is a grand old time listening. And this one is from 541 Red, who says, "More Claire. Quiet Place 2 episode was good fun. Thank her much." I will.
Well, if you like that, again, our...
Suggestible.
Commentary. The crank commentary. Get in on that. Yeah.
That's right. Crankentree.
Crankentree.
Thank you. That's
origins.
Year zero.
All his internal organs are fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just sits on his couch.
That's right. Folks, if you want to get in contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Facebook, at Gmail, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings.
Oh,
he's at Rob Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. On Twitter, I'm Wikipedia Brandon. On Instagram, I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseau. James, your Mr. Sunday Movies. Everywhere. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. Sign up there. We've got 15,000 members. They're always having a chat about
the latest pop culture
things and podcasts and whatever. There's also our Weekly Planet subreddit. And there's a Discord, whatever Discord is. Good on
that's
them.
That's right.
I say
just
good,
check
I,
it out.
I
check
say
it
good
out.
On them. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. You can chuck in a buck. We would appreciate that. Keeps the lights on in the podcast room and the heater. And
that's
keeps
right.
these soundproof tiles from falling down.
There's no new news as of yet, Mason. I'm just doing a bit of a shot around town.
A shot around town.
No news on that Spider-Man trailer, mate.
Oh, keep us in a shot around town, doing a shot around town.
Please.
By doing a whip around.
That's right.
You can also go to bigsandwich.co, sign up there. $9 reduced per month, all sorts of bonus podcasts and commentaries and all kinds of things, early videos, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
The T-shirts, you can get our T-shirts at tpublic.com. You can get anybody's T-shirts at tpublic.com. Just search for the Weekly Planet, pick the weirdest one, buy the weirdest one. That's what
yes,
I say.
Yes.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Arakan for all musical themes. Next week, Black Widow. We're going to talk Black Widow.
Well, I am very much looking forward to talking about that. I have many things to say, but again, suggestible. I'll talk about it a little bit there.
Yeah. Don't have too much fun banter with your wife.
I'll try
save
not
the fun
to.
Banter for me.
Oh,
have
yeah.
dull banter with your wife.
That's easy.
Shoot down any banter your wife tries to start on the podcast.
No.
Make it, yeah.
No, Claire.
No, Claire, no.
You ever heard of, no, I haven't.
Has she seen Black Widow?
No.
Oh. Well, there I mean, you if go. You want to maybe just really recount the plot in its entirety to her, I'm sure she'd appreciate
that's
that.
That's exactly right. So anything else, you can do it, can't you?
Anything else, you can do it.
That's good. That's good stuff. Thank you again to Collings for the edit on this, and we'll see you guys.
At the movies.
The movies.
Grab that gem, you guys.
Including
we'll
some
you.
Of the people, hello to the people we saw at Black Widow as well.
At the movies.
At the movies. See you next time.
At the movies.
At the movies. Goodbye. At the movies.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.